Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So we have an issue that justthenews.com, John Solomon, investigative reporter and also the editor-in-chief, has now broken as it relates to censorship that is outsourced in conjunction with our own federal government, meaning the feds are using private entities to target millions of social posts in 2020. This show happened to be one of the targets. Now, you have a consortium of four private groups working with Department of Homeland Security and the State Department to censor massive numbers of social media postings that they considered, that they determined, misinformation during the 2020 election. Like they wouldn't allow the story that turned out to be 1,000% true about the laptop from hell, Hunter Biden's laptop, first broken by the New York Post. And by the way, their members then end up getting rewarded with millions of federal dollars from the Biden administration afterwards, according to this report by John Solomon, who is joining us now to go into all of the nitty gritty and all the details of this. This should be of grave concern to everybody. It sounds like this government is endorsing a Pravda-like propaganda system of information.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Listen, this is, I've talked to a bunch of experts today, Sean. They call this the largest example of government-sanctioned censorship they have ever seen in American history. What are we talking about? We're talking about a nonstop 24/7 operation in which federal agencies led by the Homeland Security Department Cybersecurity Division could file a ticket to this consortium. And they basically outsourced to the consortium the responsibility to go, all right, we the government don't like this post, we don't like this URL, we don't like this tweet. Then the consortium would go out to the social media company and say, hey, take this down. 22 million tweets, 5,000 URLs, 21 news organizations, 15 influencers, all were restrained, had their content censored, restrained, throttled, or flagged as a result of this operation. 35% of the time when the consortium actually made a request, something actually happened within a very short period of time to the user, the URL, or the social post. Extraordinary. And people can say, well, why did they outsource it? The answer is the Constitution says government can't restrict free speech. So what these guys did is they created a cutout. They created out this consortium of four liberal groups, two universities, a social media.
All right.
Analyst.
Before we get to who's involved, who did they target?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Sean Hannity and SeanHannity.com and Sean Hannity on Twitter. You were one of their targets. Just the News was one of their targets. Fox News was one of their targets. They were on the enemies list, so to speak. We're going to put all the lists out tonight. We're still going through the report, pulling all the different versions. But it is remarkable. Predominantly, almost every person targeted was a conservative. There was one group that had some liberal leanings, but predominantly all conservatives. And here's an interesting thing. Yes, there were a couple of extra people that got to file tickets alongside the federal government. They were the Democratic National Committee, the NAACP, and one other liberal group, Common Cause, a liberal watchdog. So the government and liberals get to file the tickets to cancel conservatives. This is not only censorship, it is political manipulation through censorship.
And as a result, the monies that they got, how much are we talking about that they ended up getting, quote, in terms of grants or monies funneled to them?
Yeah, after the election, their reward were several grants, I think about $10 million between all of them, $3 million here, $2 million here, $5 million there. So, for nonprofits, that's big money, right? That's good money. That funds them again. And the question is, are they in existence again today? The answer is yes. They just tweeted out recently, we're getting the band back together with several improvements. This is Kate Starbird, one of the participants for the midterm election. So they're back in business, according to a tweet the last couple of weeks. The Election Integrity Partnership sounds great until you realize what they really were doing was canceling conservative opinion in the middle of election on behalf of liberals and government bureaucrats.
Now, if I look at election law, am I going to find this as a violation of law? Because that sounds like a quid and a pro and a quote to me.
It's a great question. Were these in-kind contributions, particularly because the Democratic National Committee gets to participate in this according to this group's own documents, right? That's what they're saying. And so we don't know yet. There's another interesting question. Later this weekend, we're going to delve into another subject on this. Some of the tweets were people who were members of Congress or about to be members of Congress. Now, that is an interesting thing. The executive branch is trying to interfere with the legislative branch. Does that involve a separation of powers issue? And then finally, for people like you and me who were labeled as, or I was just the News and you, Sean Hannity, that were labeled as disinformation and we were throttled. Well, maybe we have defamation or libel or free speech claims that we can make under the Constitution. Really serious issues, but it starts with the government. Exactly what our founding fathers didn't want to have happen.
Well, it sounds just like Pravda. It sounds like, you know, a government entity and basically controlling the free flow of information in the country. You know, if you really take this a step further, what you're doing here, you're actually connecting money to this, which I think brings it to an entirely different level. But if you look at 2020, and you were such a big part of breaking story after story after story involving Hillary Clinton, the dirty dossier, the bleach bit emails, 33,000 of them, the dossier being used on the FISA applications in spite of warnings early on, and then even using the dirty dossier when they were told directly by Danchenko that, in fact, none of the information is true. And even at that point, even Christopher Steele himself was distancing himself from his own dossier. And not only did they continue to use that dossier to get a FISA warrant to backdoor spy on Trump, the president, but then they hired this guy, Danchenko, as an FBI informant, a guy that they knew was a liar.
Yeah, listen, what we're seeing is a complete manipulation and hijacking, forcible hijacking of the town square. The idea our founding fathers are we all get free speech and then the elections occur. Somebody inside the United States government marshaled the government's resources to put its thumb on the scale of the left and try to help them tip the election to their favor. How do they do that? Well, they censored the Hunter Biden laptop. They played a dirty trick that they continued to play into 2020 on Russia collusion. They were censoring people's opinions when calling into question legitimate issues of election integrity. At Just the News, the thing that this consortium tried to censor of us was an affidavit submitted in a court case. Well, since when can't journalists write about an affidavit in a court case?
Do you know specifically how they tried to censor me in this show?
We're digging into that. There are thousands of pages we're still going through. We're going to get that for you and show it. But we did send to your team the actual, you're on a list. You're on an enemies list. You're on the entity disinformation artist. That you are on this list of influences that they were trying to throttle and put their thumb on and silence going into the 2020 election.
But we know that the social media companies, the big giants, the Googles, Facebooks, the Twitters, they universally, for example, in 2020, would not even allow people to post the article in the New York Post, all of which turned out to be true. And certainly, you know, can you put a value figure on the in-kind contribution of just hiding that information, lying about that information in one voice in unison, the Democratic Party and the media mob and former intel officials that had no information at all to base the comment that this is likely Russian disinformation? And yet it had an impact. It had a huge impact. It could have been the election changer.
And, you know, something interesting, one of the videos we were able to get a hold of is one of the government officials who were involved in coordinating this. And they acknowledged in a postmortem video conference they had that this project faced, quote, unclear legal authorities, and it raised, quote, very real First Amendment questions. So the people who ran this, promoted it, carried it out, knew that they were on shaky legal ground. What a remarkable thing to admit after the fact. Listen, the single greatest thing we know, we've seen polling that says if people knew that the Hunter Biden laptop stuff was real, it might have changed their vote. That is clear polling. The American people speaking with their own voice. All of this censorship clearly has had an impact on the American
public. Will you be able to get text messages and emails among these groups and maybe politicians in Washington that were part of this?
The FOIAs have gone in today. The legal preservation letters have gone in today. Members of Congress are beginning to make letter requests. Just a little bit ago, one of the members of the House Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Andrew Clyde of Pennsylvania, announced as a result of this article and other things he's seen, he's going to immediately introduce legislation to prevent federal agencies from doing this ever again. So legislation's going in. Preservation letters are going in. We've put a FOIA in today because we want to get the tickets. There are thousands and thousands of tickets coming in from the federal government. We want to get them and see what they were saying about you, me, and everybody else. And as we get them, we're going to put them on the public. I'm sure we're going to.
I bet they were meaner towards me than you. That's just a guess.
Well, we'll have to see. You know, I want to keep an open mind. I got some. I've gotten some lack of little love these last few years over the Hunter Biden story. So, but you're right. Listen, how can they censor one of the most important voices in the conservative movement? The level of boldness they had to go after someone like you is extraordinary.
And the same with you, John. I'm just joking about the other part. But the point is that
you hear this.
Yeah, but what they're doing here is not only tipping the scales, it's illegal. This would be illegal by any definition of election law and donation. And it's part of an orchestrated effort. I want to know what members of Congress were knowledgeable of this. I want to know what protections we'll have in future elections. We're certainly not going to have anything done in the next 39 days. So who knows what they're up to in the next 39 days. We'll find out 3 years later, right? Like we always do. But it's so unfortunate, and it shows just how desperate Democrats are. I mean, what they did with the dirty dossier in 2016, what they did with Hunter's laptop in 2020, now learning this aspect of it on top of everything else, social media giants need to pay a price here because they were willingly participating in this process.
Yeah. And, you know, we use the deep state a lot. People, oh, that's just a great conservative term. But listen, you've got federal bureaucrats, the Democratic National Committee, and these outside universities all working together to attack, well, basically impact 22 million tweets over a 4-month period. I mean, that's unheard of in American history. It's really remarkable. And it comes in a country where the First Amendment says you're not supposed to make any law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting its free exercise. We're not supposed to be restraining free speech in America. The government, universities, Democratic operatives were all working together to do that very thing.
Unbelievable. Great work, John Solomon, justthenews.com. You're going to have an update tonight on TV because you will have a list of all the people, including this show. And others that might want to tune in to find out if their organization or their name it was part of the target list.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
well, we should call it the enemies list.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it is. It was an enemies list. It was a social media enemies list. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's scary, John. It really is. Great work as always. John Solomon, editor-in-chief, justthenews.com. We'll have an update. We'll have that list on TV tonight exclusively on Hannity on the Fox News channel. John, thank you for sharing as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Talk to you soon.
You know, due to your love for all things MyPillow and all of your support, the original My Slippers, they're almost completely now sold out. And because of this, Mike Lindell has now upped his game and he's launching his brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. Now, this is only for a limited time. Now, the slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure maximum comfort. They also have breathable fabric, so you can wear them all year round. The slides, the sandals, they're extremely comfortable. They're very durable due to the patented impact gel. And Mike will guarantee that these are the most comfortable footwear that you will ever own, guaranteed, or your money back. A 60-day unconditional satisfaction money-back guarantee, a one-year warranty. Now, you can get it for as low as $29.98 when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Sean Hannity Square to get this deal or call 800-919-6090. Mention my name, Hannity. Mike's promising the most comfortable footwear you will ever own. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, we have 2 minutes. Let's get to our phones. Lisa is in North Carolina. It's all yours, Lisa. Glad you called, and I hope you're voting for Ted Budd.
I am, and that's why I called. I wanted to talk about the race between Sherry Beasley and Ted Budd, because people need to understand that Sherry Beasley has top donations from places like the University of California, University of North Carolina, Duke University. It's because all of the teachers' unions want her in, and these teachers' unions are destroying education, and they're destroying kids. They've made kids, these kids in North Carolina have had to keep masks on their faces. We've kept them out of school when everyone knows that they need to be in person and in-person learning. I am a high school teacher, and these kids are so far behind. People don't understand how far behind these kids are. And it makes me so upset and so emotional when these people try to keep masks on kids and keep kids out of in-person learning.
Why are colleges, with their endowment money, why are they donating to political campaigns? They should be neutral.
Exactly. But she's getting donations from the University of North Carolina, Duke University, University of California is donating to her. Why is the University of California donating to her campaign?
See, this just corroborates what I've been reporting, and that is that in every race, be it a Senate race or a gubernatorial race, you have tens of millions of dollars being poured into these races from outside of the states. It's all, you know, what we call that dark money, these dark money groups. And all they're doing is lying about every Republican. And it's happening everywhere.
Yes,
it's a phenomenon
exactly
everywhere. The candidates are hiding. They don't want to debate. If they debate, it's like a week before Election Day after early voting has gone on for 6 weeks. So we should not have early voting anyway.
She wouldn't even fill out a Just Facts voter information on where she stood on the issue.
Wow.
She's around the state making appearances and lying to people
about
everything.
And the media's given them a pass. I bet she hasn't had to answer a tough question the whole time.
Not one time. Not one time. Yeah. And one of her top contributors is a group called Emily's List. And on their website, it specifically lists they want to elect progressive women. Progressive. And we all know what progressive means.
Well, we appreciate the update, Lisa. Thanks for that. It's confirming everything we know and everything that's happening in every bellwether state, every Senate race, and every gubernatorial race. It's sad. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are.
That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in, and they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
All right, 25 down to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, is with us, giving us an update on what's happening in South Carolina. Also, the author of the book, The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. You were pretty dead on. You were the one that was saying it might go a little north of Charleston. It seems that it did. But Charleston, from my understanding, also got pounded pretty hard, too.
Oh, yeah, they're getting pounded. Their anemometer at the airport keeps blowing out. I don't know what the peak wind gust has been. It saw 63, and it's coming from the northwest, which is, of course, that means the surge is not coming in to the battery. But that's an amazing wind because it's coming from land, from a friction-based source. So there are definitely winds gusting 80, 90 miles an hour in places, you know. People look at the observations, and that's just one site. It's like, I mean, I'm sure you've been in a hurricane before, and you've gone through your neighborhood, and you see, well, wow, why are all these trees down here, and they're not down over there, and it's fits and spurts. So this has turned into a pretty serious situation because the storm surge is coming into the Grand Strand. The center is moving up through northeast South Carolina and into North Carolina, and it's going to maintain enough wind and these fits and spurts of wind gusts to cause power outages tonight all the way into North Carolina. The arc from Charlotte to Winston-Salem, let's say to Fayetteville, that area, you're probably going to see some wind gusts 50, 60, even 65 miles an hour in there. Florence has already been gusting to 50 miles an hour, and with it comes 4 to 8 inches of rain. But the hurricane will be downgraded to a tropical storm probably by 8 o'clock this evening and then continue northeastward, rain itself out in the mid-Atlantic states. It'll be a nor'easter on the weekend to some extent, especially from New Jersey southward, although some areas a little bit further north will be on the fringe of it, but it won't be that big a deal. And then finally we get rid of it completely next week. So to sum up, and by the way, that frictional effect kept it a little bit further offshore last night. Remember, to the west of Florida, they want to go inland. Once they get to Florida, they want to get out over the water, and they like to parallel the coast until the coast turns. So the further north you are up the coast, the more the storm has a chance to hit. And I'm sure folks that were watching it, you saw it tighten up, right, as it approaches the coast because of even though over land it's going to weaken, right before it comes to the coast, it enhances the convergence and the way the coast is shaped, so then it'll go inland. I want to make sure that the intensification up to 85 miles an hour is covered so Don Lemon doesn't think it's climate change. We've got to be concerned about things like that, too. You know that, Sean.
Of course we do. Anyway, you've been really helpful to everybody this week, and I know a lot of people have had their lives disrupted. Still a lot of people, 2.5 million people we estimate, without power down in Florida. I know the same will be for many in South Carolina. Storm surge, home damage, some homes, you know, have to be replaced completely, and it's just going to be very hard and painful for a lot of people. Our prayers, our thoughts are with everybody, and I just hope the loss of life is either zero or as close to zero as possible. Anyway, it's not a perfect science, but you pretty much nailed it all week. Joe Bastardi, we can't thank you enough for your great coverage. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Sean. And folks, before I leave,
by the way, it'd be okay to have you on maybe on a happier note once in a while, because you're usually bringing bad news, Joe. No offense.
Well,
bringing bad news to somebody.
Don't buy what you're about to hear. The onslaught is coming. They wait for this stuff. That's why I wrote the book. Sean actually told me to write the book, and I did. I took you, and you forwarded it, of course. But this is a phony climate war, and they weaponize these events. These are events of nature, and we get better from it because when we rebuild, we learn from it, and we build stronger, and that's how this country is supposed to work. So God bless you all, and please stay safe, folks, and you folks recovering in Florida, just be patient, and Governor DeSantis has done a good job getting that army mobilized to fight this thing.
I was shocked when I saw the staging, yeah, the preparation, the mobilization to get people's powers back up, but you still have people now completely off the grid, especially in Fort, yeah, Myers and Sarasota and Naples, that area, other parts of the state as well. Now, I'm sure many in South Carolina along the coastal areas in particular, you know, Georgetown, Debedieu, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, they're all getting hit pretty hard. All got hit and, yep, getting hit. Anyway, yeah, we appreciate it, Joe Bastardi. Thank you, my friend,
for letting me come on, Sean. God bless you. Enjoy the weather. Well, you can't say that. It's bad right now. Have a great weekend.
All right, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Linda, I bet you didn't know this. So Planned Parenthood, a doctor in a House hearing under questioning from Congressman Andrew Clyde. The guy's name is Dr. Bhavik Kumar, medical director for primary and trans care at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, said men can have pregnancies. And this is the exchange that went back and forth.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men. And somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they're a woman or a man. That doesn't make
okay, we're done.
Not
we're
every
done.
Person with
this
a uterus
isn't complicated.
Has the ability.
So the real question is, and you notice the wording, you have to follow very closely, especially trans men, people that are born biologically male. Is there any evidence that I have not read it, Linda? You correct me if I'm wrong. I have not seen any science that shows that people born biologically male can carry children and get pregnant. Have you seen that?
I have not.
And did you ever think in all the years we've been doing this that we'd ever be discussing this as a topic?
It's probably the most offensive thing, and that's saying something, we've ever covered. I just, you know, God created man and woman.
Wait till you hear the next story. Well, buckle up. So this was in the Jewish Journal, and the headline is Berkeley has developed, quote, Jewish free zones. I sent this to Professor Dershowitz last night, and I think he's going to file a lawsuit. That's my guess. Now, if it wasn't so frightening, you might be able to recognize the irony. I mean, I thought Berkeley, the home of freedom of speech. No, there's no such freedom. Anyway, we're talking about they literally now 9 different law groups at the University of California's Berkeley School of Law have begun the new academic year by amending bylaws to ensure that they will never invite any speakers that support Israel or Zionism. Now, these are not groups that represent a small percentage of the student population. They include the Women of Berkeley Law, the Asian Pacific American Law Students Association, Middle Eastern and North Africa Law Students Association, the Law Students of African Descent, and the Q word. I don't like to use that word. I thought you're not supposed to use that word, but that's what they call a caucus. Anyway, so Berkeley's law dean, a progressive, quote, Zionist, has observed that he himself would be banned under this standard, as would 90% of his Jewish students. It is now a century since Jewish free zones first spread to the San Francisco Bay Area, quote, no dogs, no Jews. Nevertheless, this move is frightening. Can you believe in this day and age at a supposedly free speech campus? And we've reached out for comment. Apparently, we've not heard back.
But it's the same school that has the no white zone. Berkeley is the same exact place. You know, this is
about that a couple of weeks ago.
We're getting to a spot, and I just think that we need to be honest about it, where we need to address what is happening, the complete and total anti-Semitism and racism across the country against certain groups, because there are other groups that if this was happening to, we'd be much more outspoken. And I think that it's very sad that we're not just fighting it across all the fronts. If we see racism, if we see somebody being hurt because of a belief that they have, a religion that they have, I mean, the same people that are like, you know, let people be who they are, you know, the same guy who's up there saying that this man can have a baby, which he cannot. He could say that all day till he's blue in the face. I really don't care. He's lying to himself. He's lying to the entire Congress that sits in front of him and the American people that are forced to listen to it because somebody somewhere decided that this was going to be a thing. And because we pay attention to it, it is now a thing.
So let me give you story number three. Are you ready?
Definitely not.
The San Francisco Unified School District is now endorsed telling young people, K through fifth grade students, that they can use a different name and set of pronouns than they use at home, according to whistleblower documents. High school students are taught of a bisexual umbrella in which they can be a part of as fluid, pansexual, omnisexual, heterosexual, homosexual, lesbian, quote, curious, their words, not mine, hetero, homo, again, not my words, lesbian, all of these words. And then they use the Q word again. Here we go. Chris Rufo, the nation's investigator on this school story. I mean, he's done a lot of work exposing this. Bisexual would be defined as anyone attracted to people of more than one gender. And here's the worst part of this. They're willing to do a lot of these things and not tell parents. Why are kindergartners involved in this? Why is that even possible?
As far as I'm concerned, this is sexual abuse. The kids should be left to be kids. The kids have a hard enough time getting through the next 12 years of schooling. There's no reason to be talking to children as young as 4 and 5 about whether or not they want to please themselves, talk about sex stuff, any of this. It's so inappropriate. The things I had to say about it, I cannot say on an FCC show. I am outraged by it, and I do not understand why more parents are not speaking out. There's a lot of parents out there speaking out, but I feel like this should be something that should be a non-party line. We should all be screaming in unison. And people want to talk about these little kids going to drag shows. Oh, you don't like the gay community. You're against people who want to dress and drag. You don't understand. I don't really care if you want to dress and drag. I would not want anybody in front of my child in stilettos, in garter belts, in fishnet stockings, hair and makeup up to the tens, these are things you see in strip clubs. These are things that you see in adult facilities where you have to be 21 or over to enter. Some of them are 18. Fine. I do not understand why we're bringing kids in. Headed.
So Joe Biden got angry at the election of this new prime minister in Italy. It's actually a fascinating study in terms of politics. The Italian prime minister to be Giorgia Meloni is her name, and she actually said in the speech, I'm giving you the translation or else I'd play it, she said it in Italian, why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so scary? Is there a unique answer to all these questions? Because it defines us, because it is our identity, because everything that ends up in this time is an enemy for those who would like us to no longer have an identity and simply be only slaves, perfect consumers. And then it's under attack. National identity is under attack. Religious identity is under attack. Gender identity is under attack. Family identity. And she goes on to say, I must not be able to call myself an Italian Christian, a woman, a mother. No, I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I have to be a number. Because when I'm just a number, when I no longer have an identity, when I have no more roots, well, then I'll be the perfect slave at the mercy of the great financial speculation. The perfect consumer, she says. And then this is the reason why. This is the reason why we are so scared today. This is why today this appointment is so scary, because we don't want to be numbers. We are here to say we're not numbers. We will defend the value of the human person, of every single human person, because each of us has a unique, unrepeatable genetic code. And that's she just won. Nobody, you know, ever gave her a chance to win this race.
And let's talk about
something. But this is the backlash against wokeism.
First female prime minister in Italy. Where's all the feminists? They're not out there screaming and crying, super excited. Because that's another group that wants people to be totally defined by what they would now call gender, right? Instead of the fact that, you know, somebody just is elected to a certain position because they're qualified.
Because of the backlash towards this. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You'd be a good prime minister. You ever going
to
run?
Listen, I already have talked to some people and I am thinking about running for governor in 10 years. I am giving it serious consideration.
I'll be long retired, but I'll do campaign stuff for you.
You won't have me on the show to talk about my campaign.
If you pay me my regular rate. You know, even companies whose sole purpose is to keep your information, your private information, safe online, you know, they too can fall victim to cyber attacks. Now, there's a company called LastPass. It's a password management solution. They have paid and free plans. They recently had to announce that cyber criminals breached their systems. Now, there is good news. No customer passwords, thankfully, were compromised, which is a sigh of relief for those customers. But it's scary. This is what I mean when I say every day all of us are putting our personal information at risk pretty much everywhere. And that's why in this day and age, you need LifeLock.com by Norton. They see all the threats that we'll all miss on our own. And in fact, if your information is compromised, you'll get an alert. If you are a victim of identity theft, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. Now is the time. It's a low annual rate. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you use the promo code Hannity and call 1-800-LIFELOCK or use it when you go to the website lifelock.com. You want to protect your good name and reputation and your finances so you're not robbed blind and your credit score. LifeLock.com, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Save 25% with the promo code Hannity.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.